Oh, holy fuck, Nuggets, I know you didn't just beat me in something. Damn, you're pretty good player, too. Been learning too fast and too far from me. Now I've got to face you in single combat and show you why I'm the greatest gamer who ever existed, except for maybe one person. Well, you might be the upset to that story. I'm going to make sure you're not, though. Oh, you better watch out. Otherwise, there's going to be some hell to pay of some sort. Ooh, spooky! Now, games aside, you mind telling me what's been going on? Don't play coy with me. I know lately something's been different, and I don't like it. Maybe this is just me talking to myself, but I can't stand the idea of secrets. You tell me if there was one, right? Look, I don't care what dangers we face. I know we're going to anyways. I mean, we're a villain and a former hero. I mean, I technically, at the start, was obsessed with you. I didn't know how to turn it off, the brain thing. But the point is, now I realize life is so much more than that. You don't need to hide anything from me. Don't feel like you can't speak your heart, because no matter what happens, I'm going to be here with you. And I'm definitely not going to let you have to suffer all this. Whatever you're going through, I want to go through it too. And if you can't understand that, then I'll just show you that I can handle all of it. Oh, come on. You know damn well how I feel about things like this. There's a good reason why. Okay, but work things are different. I'm still the leader of the League of Villains, even if at this point I don't know why. Yeah, maybe I get carried away. Who doesn't? But more importantly, why can't you see that all of this, everything we have, it's special to me? You may not realize this right now, but you've become my everything. I wanted someone to understand me, and I went about it the wrong way. I realized I made a lot of mistakes. Baby, you're my player too, and I realized there's a lot of things that I could do better. A lot of things in which I just need to try harder. And I also realized that I can't be spoiled about it. That no matter what happens here, I need to take good care of you. You're my player too, and I don't want anyone else to get involved in us, and maybe it's stupid of me, but I don't know how to let go of the past things. I don't know how to forgive myself. If you want my opinion, I've always clung to hatred over love, but you taught me it's not all about hatred. It's not all about anything. Love is strong too, even if I had a fucked up run of it. It doesn't mean that I'm not a human. I thought I was a monster. I treated myself as a monster, if you want me to be honest. I treated myself like there's nothing. Nothing in this world for me. And I realized I can't. If I do that, if I start taking myself out of the equation, I'll never be happy. And that's what makes me scared. Player two, I know this probably came out of nowhere. But is there something you're not telling me? No, I trust you. I just had a bad feeling is all. And I realized I took it out on you when I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, Player 2. You're my baby. You're my everything, my obsession from the start. And I actually learned how to care for someone else. Don't mind that. It's nothing, just something I'm going through to get more power. And then again, I kind of lost myself in that power. I lost myself in hatred and of things that I shouldn't really bother with. Look at me. Hey, look at me. If you think for a second any of this, I blame you for. No, if anything, I'm worried about you blaming me. I don't want you to hold resentment towards me. I don't want you to think that I'm just with you because of some stupid obsession that happened when we first met. I made mistakes, and I tried to take you as my own. I tried to convert you into the villain I saw. All the while, I realized it was you who really got in my head. And I'm kind of proud of that, because I wasn't stupid enough to let you slip away and let whatever hope I have running of good things and a future that we deserve together and things beyond what the League of Villains wants for me, beyond what my stupid dad would have wanted. His legacy keeps going. And sure, I hate him. Not really. I hate my dad, but I also hate... I hate Midoriya for what he did. Yeah, I get it. It's not something it's easy to talk about, but I realized after what I did, I don't want to be a villain. I don't want to hurt anyone. I've lived my entire life trying to be something I never wanted to be. I was manipulated by someone who I thought cared for me. He was using me. That's why I hated him. That's why I hated everyone. Because it was easier to hate than to love. And you taught me differently. I do care about you. I'm trying to learn what it's like to pick up the pieces and stop being a monster for once in my life who distracts himself with video games. And I want to be someone worth it to you. I know full well there's a lot of things in this world I can't quite fix. I know there's a lot of things in which I just have to accept it, that I have a lot to learn. I said don't worry about it if it was something I tell you. I can handle this. If you told me you wanted to run away, if you told me you wanted something more, something else, I'd do it for you. I'd do everything for you. Because I love you. And love isn't rational. Love isn't something you just understand right away. I realize love is something far greater, but far scarier than I ever knew. I tried to make myself really understand you. To really get it through my head that I don't need to be this monster that I've been made to be. I realized all along I went along this path of destruction and death. I was doing it not for myself. Yet in a way I was. I was both selfish and selfless at the same time. It was a contradiction. I was a contradiction. And I hate that because I never asked for this. Then again, do any of us ask for the fate we're given? No. and I'd be spoiled to complain about it, but it hurts because I don't want to be the bad guy for the rest of my life. And it haunts me every day. What I've done in my pursuit of getting away from this everything. You're the only one who was there for me when I was crying, when I was broken, when everything I thought I knew started falling in around me, when everything I thought I had blew up in my face like a fucking ironic explosion, like a surprise birthday party, but it was the opposite, because everything was terrible. I know this is baggage, things that you shouldn't have to deal with. And I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry if I've ever burdened you. I realize it's my biggest guilt, because I think about it every day. I think about it until my heart aches, until my body feels like it's gonna crumble. Because I'm sick of letting people down, and I'm sick of making people sad. Would you consider giving me a chance to do something right in the world? Would you give me a chance to be the man I never got to be? The man who's trying and trying and trying to be something good. The guy who doesn't know what to do to do the right thing. The one who doesn't always know what exactly I can say to make things right. All I want from this whole fucking world is you. You! I don't care about anyone else right now. I don't have the energy. I don't have the power to. Because I realized very quickly, spreading yourself too thin, it doesn't work. It's nasty. It's hurtful. It just ends up being pain. And all I want from life is one person to call my own. One person that I can really trust and confide in, that I can rely on, that I can make something with and play stupid video games when I get teary-eyed like this, so, and still not be judged for it. I love you. I do, in the most base yet complicated way I could. I can't even put it into words because it's you. It's you, player two. It's always been you. And I know, right now, everything feels pretty terrible, I'd imagine. And even still, I want to ask you what it is you want. Do you want to continue this life of crime? Or would you run away with me right now? Player two, I've always wanted to hear someone say those words. I've always, always longed for it. I never thought that you would think of me in such a way. I've been through so much pain, and I never wanted to face it, but for you, I want to know the truth of what it means to own up to what you've done, to do things right for once. And I don't want you to feel like you're just being strung along to a story that isn't yours. And to that end, there isn't anything I wouldn't do to make you happy. Oh, God. Yeah, the waterworks are coming in big today. They say it's going to be stormy weather with just a bit more rain. I'm honestly so happy that you'd even consider the fact that I'm somewhat special to you. You are my one special person. You're the only person I want to care about. Thank you. Thank you for being my player too. Now for a word from our sponsors. A really big hug. I love you, player too. And even if you never realize how much you've done, you forgave me. You forgave me for my fucked up ways. I ruined so many things, and you still saw the best in me. You still gave me a chance in hell to rise above it and have a chance at actually being happy. You know, the last time I thought I could be happy, I it was so long ago. It's like it wasn't even me. But player two, you finally gave me something that truly resonated with my soul, and it was a kindred spirit. You're a geek like me. You understand how it's fun to get lost in games and how maybe even when there's tough times, you want to have that silver lining of having somebody who really cares, and I feel that with you. I'm so thankful just to have a chance. You'll never realize it, will you? The gravity of what you've done. You brought this villain to his knees and brought out the kid that never had a chance. You brought out someone who closed up everything and never had a chance at hope to give another chance. I don't think I've ever felt this happy. Can I just hold your hand for a minute? So I can convince myself that this is all real. I honestly was waiting for this. Waiting for this, but never thought it would happen. So we're gonna run away from it all. We'll leave this life of villainy alone, and hopefully, maybe there's someone who can forgive. Forgive the fact that things were so terrible when they were. All I could ever ask for is to just have more of you, more of what we have. Let's go. I'm sorry. I guess my brain stopped working because I didn't honestly expect you to say you wanted to. After everything that's happened, I swear to you, no matter what I do, I want you to be my player too. I want you to be the number one in my life. You'll be second to no one. I'd even let you be player one. I'd even let you beat my ass at games like you just did. Honestly, the way that you've improved, I dare say you'd make a better villain. Even a better mastermind, or just a gamer. Maybe we can live our lives as mysterious pro gamers together. Going from those gaming center places and arcades and setting new high scores across the world. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. You really know how to break me open like I'm an ogre or an onion. But perhaps the most telling sign that I needed you. After all these times, I think what made me the most convinced was when you showed me exactly how you felt. Then I couldn't make any more excuses. I had to face you. And I did. And you said yes. I'm so happy that you're here. I only ever wanted you. I wanted you in my life from start to finish. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to live out my dreams. Now let's say we get out of here and take the gaming setup. We gotta take the E-Boy special and, your computer. It's kinda cool looking, I'm not gonna lie. We can make a LAN party every day. I've been wanting to play 2077 and... If it's all the same to you, wherever we go, I know it's gonna be okay. We can make new images for ourselves, and of course, we can get away from the bad things and learn from the good. I don't want to be any kind of person other than me. And if that means a gaming gremlin, then that's just fine. All I want is you to be happy. I mean, really, it's not that crazy, because if you really think about it, happiness, it's overrated when people go about it in certain ways, but I believe the happiness we could share wouldn't be overrated at all. I think we could be the happiest because, as life goes, we'd have each other, right? We'd have each other, even when there's people trying to stab us in the back. Let's go. I can't believe how fast I got packed up. Hopefully I didn't break anything. Oh, last time when I zapped the graphics card, that was tragic. The RAM got destroyed too. Don't remind me, it was a bad time. But this is a good time. Even if everything gets destroyed and this backpack goes boom, I don't care. Because I've got you. I love you, player two. Let's get going. Yeah, I don't even know where we'll go, but we've got enough to go for at least a little while. So let's go to wherever it comes first. We can go to a nice hotel and set up our gaming pad and then figure out where we want to move to. I mean, I do got enough money for it in the bank. I've been stashing up ever since back then, when I first met you. I hate to say it, but you started such a big change in my life. I just wish I handled my feelings better. But I'm glad that you've accepted me. I'm honored even that I could have a second chance after all the mistakes I've made. I don't want anything else or anyone else. The only one who's ever been there for me is you. And I'm proud to say you're way beyond gorgeous. In fact, I question how you consider me handsome at all, but I'm glad that you do. You say my scars are beautiful and it makes me blush. It makes me so happy because I've always looked at them and I thought horrible things in the mirror. I'm so used to looking at myself and seeing just a shriveled up, way too broken. I won't finish the sentence. It's easy to get caught in those negative thoughts. And I'm no stranger to them. I mean, who really is when you're like that? I love you so much. And if you take anything from what I am as a person, what I want to be from now on, take that I want to be your man. And a complete gaming gremlin with you, your partner in crime, and I don't mean real crime. Maybe we could even be heroes. I always did want to be. A long, long time ago, I looked up to All Might before I hated him. I wonder what he'd think if I apologized. No, I know he's probably gone. But if he did survive, if he made it out of that situation, do you think he'd forgive me? I know it's probably wishful thinking at this point. I don't want my past and my mistakes to be everything people see in me. I don't want to be feared anymore. I want to do the right thing. But I don't want to turn myself in, because I'm too selfishly in love with you. I know I've done terrible things. I know I've done it in the interest of people who are just using me. All I want is to be someone that you can see in a positive light. Even if the world still sees me as some crummy, horrible villain, I don't care. I want to try and be good for once. I want to do the right thing even when it's hard. I want to forgive people instead of hold them with nothing but hate. I want to make this world better instead of worse. Do you think it's possible for me? Is it too late? Really? You think so? You mean it? You're not just gonna say that you're joking? I won't stop until I do. Not only because I love you, but because I want to love this world too, even if it was cruel to me. I want to make it into a place I could love. That's all I've ever really wanted. But I got so blinded with hate. I got so blinded with everything around me that I lost myself in the feeling. Player two, you really, really gotta work on that pep talk. Otherwise, you'll make me cry even more. And that's not cool at all, right? I guess I fell madly in love with you. Because you are the only person who finally saw me as a human, instead of as just that notorious villain. My heart came through, and yours did too. And I gradually faced all the things I'm not. After making that last mistake, I wish I could take it back. Nobody deserves to suffer. Nobody. And I got lost in my obsession. But I'm glad I found my way out thanks to a certain impossible to deal with player two. Thanks to that player two, I have some hope in my heart for the first time since way, way back when. Look at you, you mischievous little punk, making the great villain cry. I have to laugh at it because I put up so many barriers that the tears never came. I looked every single day into that mirror to draw inspiration for my hate. Instead, now I try and look my best. I even tried that one day when I straightened my hair. It was a mess, wasn't it? Well, I still, no matter what, am just happy to have a new page turned, that I get to share in this moment, in this passion with you. And there isn't a damn thing I would change about you, Player 2. I still can't believe we're here. We really did it. We took all of our stuff and we're here in this room. Here in this wonderful hotel room that's kind of extravagant. It makes me feel like somehow it's really gonna work. Like somehow they'll forgive me. Like somehow I'll be able to make up for my mistakes. And not just keep causing tragedy. I don't want to live in a world of tragedy. And I don't want to destroy it either. Because you showed me that there's hope even within this tragic, horrible place. There's silver linings that make it all worthwhile. And baby, you're more than a silver lining to me. You're way more than that. Oh, don't tell me you're gonna raise a problem with me kissing you at this point. I wish I could do everything to make you feel special. It doesn't matter how much or how little. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in making you feel loved. I'm interested in making your life the best it can be. And smiling right there with you. I want to be that love who's there and learns the little things too. Like those little ways to make you smile. Every weak spot you've got. How to tickle you just right. How to take you out of a depressive mood and put you into a good one. I want to be the guy who thinks of everything. The love, the boyfriend, the everything I could be to you. And I want to be the hero that I never got a chance to be. Maybe I could be both to you. Mind if I be your hero, baby? Mind if I spoil you endlessly? I thought you might say something like that. Or maybe something like this. It is a love hotel, after all. We might as well play the games here. The games of me spoiling you, you spoiling me. I see you beat me to it. Naughty Player 2. You think you can beat me at my own game? Lovemaking has always kind of been my thing, right? I think I'm pretty good at it. Maybe I'm too geeky to be good at it. You know what, even if I am, I don't mind. Because it's you. And that makes it all special. Look at you, baby. You're everything I ever wanted. All wrapped up in that cute exterior. Using your power like that. Stop. You're making me more sensitive. If you keep doing that, a single touch and I'll come. Make me too much and I'll get revenge on you. You and those nerve endings. You can make yourself more sensitive too, right? I'm fine. Just, you're naughty. And I love you for it, but still. The fact that you attack all my weak points like that. Sucking my cock already. Smothering me. Don't mind if I do then. So Look. Yeah. So that's how it is now. You guys are so good. Coming! Oh, fuck. Coming already? Look, embarrassing. When you make it that sensitive, of course that's gonna happen. You naughty little. Now do it to yourself if you're brave. Come on, you got no guts. We both came already, but that's just the start of this. I want to kiss you all over, baby. I want to be the hero that raptures that body of yours and makes you come all over the place and overstims the hell out of you. And, of course, the tingling sensation of a few fingers deep inside interest you at all, especially if I make you use your cork on yourself. Go ahead, touch that sex of yours. Touch all over, make yourself so sensitive, and I'll capitalize nicely. Hey, stop teasing. You keep touching me like that, and I'll overstim real fucking fast, and there's no competition in it. Let's make it a fun little competition, shall we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like seeing you touch yourself like that. It makes me want to as well. But I'll come again so fucking fast if I do. Oh, fuck. I feel it. I feel it building up already. Because you're so fucking sexy. Damn. But can't you see through it all? I've only ever had eyes for you. I don't care if that makes me innocent or not. I'm just happy. You're mine. You are mine, right? That's what counts a lot for me. It makes me happy from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yep, I love you. Fuck. You're pretty ruthless, and I love it. Fucking hell. But if you overstim yourself too quick, I'll be the one to take you. Yeah. Don't think I'd hold back. After all, we're dealing with you right here. Yeah. Just look at you, you sexy little beast. Oh, don't think you'll get away with making me come first. Huh. You already made yourself so sensitive. Now, what if I were to rub this cock against you, yeah? Right here, after kissing you slowly. Maybe that overstim is gonna get to me first, but we're both looking mighty hot and heavy. I want you, baby. Be my player, too. And take this cock while you're at it. Ah, look at you. So fucking cool. While being the cutest in the world. But I think above all the rest, you are just the most fucking amazing, sexy, beautiful, wonderful. You're everything I ever wanted. And I'm proud to say, I'm never going to let you go. Never. No matter what. You naughty little thing. As if I could. You're my whole world. You dummy. Not so tough when I touch you there, huh? Yeah. You had your man take you. You had all the strong and big feelings a moment ago when you were torturing me with that quirk. But now that you got greedy with your overstimming quirk, touching yourself like that, you got me hot and bothered. Now, I'm gonna shove this cock in all at once when you least expect it. And I know that sloppy mess down there is gonna enjoy being stuffed with cock, right? You naughty little slutty thing. I mean it in the best way. You're fucking hot. What, I'm not gonna deny it. Especially not when I'm gonna get some fun little revenge on your little escapade. And you're using your quirk against me. How about this? Two fingers here. Crawling down your back. My cock between your thighs. Look at you getting all shy now. You tried to break me, but then lost heart when you saw me twitching my cock that hard for you. You did it to me. Now you gotta take responsibility, right? And I wanna make the sweetest love to you ever. You're a mess down here. Ooh. Which one is gonna go inside? 3, 2, 1. I bet you thought it was going to. No, no, no. Let's count down from 5. 5. Oopsies. You've got a big fat cock inside you now. Ooh, savor it, stretching out those naughty insides of yours that you touched just a bit too much when you were pleasing yourself. I see how that quirk could be addictive. And I like when you overstim the fuck out of your Sophia. Oh yeah, you like feeling it. Then why don't you tend to what's left? Yeah, do those nipples of yours. Slap those thighs around, yeah. Oh, make yourself feel it so much that you lose your fucking mind. I want that mind of yours to break from the pleasure because you deserve to feel that good. And I won't stop till you do. Yeah. Oh. Just look at you. So fucking perfect. From head to toe. There isn't a single thing I'd change, you know? And that's saying a lot. I'm picky. But I figured nobody made any mistakes when they made you. Or maybe I've got terrible taste. Either way, you're the most gorgeous in the fucking world to me. And if you ever deny it, I'll shove that fact in your face. And, of course, I'll have to fuck your brains out. Because I can't have you thinking you're not. Oh, so fucking sexy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. It feels so much better because your overstimming quirk is so naughty. And the way you're moaning. Yeah. I can barely take all this. You overstimming crazy little player too. Yeah, you overstim before me. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, my naughty player too. I love you so much. Yeah, the reason why I want to make you feel so much is because I'm sick of us being so sad. I want us to be happier, and what better way than to feel good together? Share true love amongst us. You truly love me, don't you? And I truly love you. And I gotta get you back for overstimming me. You look like you're about to lose your mind, like you're about to break your fucking brick. Focus on my cock as it goes inside and outside of you, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, take this cock. Yeah, take this cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck yeah. Fuck this cock. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna come so fucking hard, aren't you, naughty baby? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah. Focus on this cock. Yeah, focus on this cock. You want me to come inside? You want me to let you come, right? Come on, flirts, you seem a little needy for me. I'm fucking needy for you. Can you feel my cock twitching inside? Yeah, that's all for you, baby. Oh, I wanted to be so fucking good. Yeah, that's my naughty baby. Come on, yeah. Yeah, you like fucking this cock, don't you? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, baby. You did ask nicely, so I guess I have to take good care of my player, too. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Focus on that cock. Yeah, clamp down on me. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, baby. Oh yeah, yeah baby, yeah baby, oh fuck yeah, oh yeah, fuck that cock, yeah fuck that cock, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna come inside, I'm gonna come so fucking hard, yeah baby, oh fuck this boss, oh it's gonna be such a fucking orgasm, yeah, yeah together baby, together, oh fuck, 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 oh fuck. Baby, oh, fuck yeah, baby. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Blair too. Yeah. Oh fuck yeah. I love you so fucking much, you know that. I love you so fucking much. Oh god, you're fucking gork. It's too much. It still feels fucking good. You look like more of a mess than me, player two. What's she gonna do about it, huh? Yeah, you can't handle this. Yeah, you naughty, naughty player, too. But I love you so fucking much. You already knew that, though. You know how much I love and care about you. So don't be silly. I love you. You know, I escaped all that. Because I wanted a future with you. Because I wanted a future where you can be free. And a future where I could be free of my guilt and sadness. And thankfully, you're more than just a distraction. You helped me accept who I am. And know that I can do better next time. That it's not even too late for someone like me. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. I love you, baby. You're everything to me. Absolutely everything. And I love you. no matter what.